The Gist. Exercise physiologist Rob West's study entitled Wearable Heart Rate Variability Monitoring Identifies Autonomic Dysfunction and Thresholds for Post-Exertional Malaise in Long COVID did something simple but important. It tracked heart rate variability while assessing activity levels and before and after exercise, and during daily activities to get a sense of how the autonomic nervous system in long COVID patients stood up to exertion. In general, we want high heart rate variability readings. Low heart rate variability levels suggest that sympathetic nervous system dominance, also known as a fight or flight process, is present and that the parasympathetic nervous system arm of the autonomic nervous system has failed to kick in. This nice-sized 127 long COVID and 21 healthy controls study tracked heart rate variability during numerous activities, every hour for 24 hours after exercise and during sleep. The authors also used the exercise study to recommend heart rates for each patient that would keep them below their anaerobic threshold, the point at which the body increasingly relies upon the vastly less efficient and ultimately toxic mode of anaerobic energy production. Heart rate variability levels were lower in patients with long COVID compared to healthy controls across all activities and during sleep. While heart rate variability levels recovered after strenuous exercise in the healthy controls within 3 to 6 hours, they remained lower for a remarkable 24 hours in long COVID patients, indicating that a state of post-exertional malaise had been reached. Mild exercise done at a heart rate 80 to 90% of VTI, or anaerobic threshold, was better tolerated with heart rate variability levels recovering to a still lower level within 5 to 6 hours. Over 40% of long-term COVID patients recorded heart rates exceeding their anaerobic threshold during their daily activities, i.e., they were exerting too much. Intense exercise didn't affect nighttime heart rate variability levels in the healthy controls, but dramatically reduced them in the long COVID patients. ME/CFS and fibromyalgia studies have also found that intense exertion impacts the autonomic nervous system negatively. For instance, the parasympathetic nervous system should quickly break the sympathetic nervous system and return heart rates to normal. While in the healthy controls, they did. 10 minutes after exercise, the heart rates of the ME/CFS patients remain significantly elevated. A similar process appears to be present regarding mental exertion. Long COVID patients who engaged in more than 60 minutes of exercise, regardless of intensity, experienced greater reductions in heart rate variability than patients who engaged in 20 minutes of exercise. Even short periods of intense exercise, more than 100% of their safe heart rate, though, were associated with, quote, abnormal diurnal adjustments of heart rate variability in patients, end quote, i.e., abnormally reduced low heart rate variability at night. Studies suggest increased sympathetic nervous system activity may be behind ME/CFS patients' poor sleep. An inability of the parasympathetic nervous system to kick in and cool down the sympathetic nervous system during the deepest stages of sleep may keep people with these diseases from experiencing the recuperation of energy that sleep normally brings.